Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, today we got a lesson which we're going to be talking about, the whole counsel of God. Let's go. We can read in several places that the disciples bickered amongst themselves about who would be the greatest in the Messiah's coming kingdom. You know, John the Baptist preached that he would bring fiery judgment. Yeah, see Matthew 3:12 for that. Even Gamaliel reminded the chief priests about men who tried to form militias to take down the Roman rule. That was in Acts chapter 5. It seems that the prevailing perception of the coming Messiah back then was as a violent and overwhelming powerful leader. I mean, who else could throw the Romans out? But Jesus preached to love your enemies and turn the other cheek. Do good to all men. But to be fair, the Jewish people, I think, got their mistaken impression, if you would, from the scriptures. For example, we read in Zechariah 14, "Behold, the day of the Lord is coming, and your spoil will be divided in your midst, for I will gather all the nations to battle against Jerusalem. The city shall be taken, the houses rifled, and the women ravished. Half of the city shall go into captivity, but the remnant of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then the Lord will go forth and fight against those nations as he fights in the day of battle. And in that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall be split in two from east to west, making a very large valley. Half the mountain shall move toward the north and half of it toward the south. Then you shall flee through my mountain valley, for the mountain valley shall reach to Azal. Yes, you shall flee as you fled from the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, the king of Judah. Thus the Lord my God will come, and all the saints with you." And get this, "And this shall be the plague with which the Lord will strike all the people who fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall dissolve while they stand on their feet." Woof. "Their eyes shall dissolve in their sockets, and their tongues shall dissolve in their mouths. It shall come to pass in that day that a great panic from the Lord will be among them. Everyone will seize the hand of his neighbor and raise his hand against his neighbor's hand. And Judah also will fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the surrounding nations shall be gathered together, gold, silver, and apparel in great abundance. Such also shall be the plague on the horse and the mule, on the camel and the donkey, and on all the cattle that will be in those camps. So shall this plague be." The writer David Guzik writes, "So, when the Roman army surrounded Jerusalem in AD 70, a mistaken assurance from prophecies like this made the Jews utterly confident that the Messiah would return from heaven and wipe out the Roman armies around Jerusalem. They could not see that the Messiah must first be rejected and the nation brought to repentance, as Zechariah mentioned in chapter 11, 12 and 13, and chapter 12, verse 10. Thanks, David. The result was the near obliteration of the Jewish race and eradication from the land of Israel. You see, what we look for, even from Scripture, if we receive the message only selectively based on our own desires or expectations, can indeed lead us astray. We absolutely must listen to all of God's word and keep it and keep our own context out of it. Now, I'm absolutely looking for the physical return of Jesus Christ, once for the rapture and resurrection, and then again to destroy the real oppressor of humanity, Satan and his unholy spawn. But there are many, many people today who are confused and are confusing others. So adherence to sound doctrine is more important than ever. Many are only attempting to gather a crowd and build their own ministry by claiming special understanding of prophecies. In this age, it is oh so very important to seek God fervently for His help in discerning the truth from the deception. To truly know the truth, first, be born anew in Christ, be led by His Holy Spirit, and be in fellowship with others who are like-minded. Study the Scriptures such that you live in the pages, so to speak, and obey it, that is, obey Him. Luke 17. Now, when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, 'See here or see there,' for indeed the kingdom of God is within you." The Pharisees, you see, lived in the pages of Scripture, or the scrolls of Scripture at that time, but they were blind to the truth because their own agendas prevented them from seeing the truth. The word observation there in that verse I just read implies hostile questioning. And within you, it means, or should be better translated, in your midst or among you. Guzik writes, "Jesus told the Pharisees that their hostile, doubting eyes were unable to see or receive the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God was among them because the King was among them." So, what do we look for? You may wonder if the conditions are ready in the present day for the revelation of Jesus, both in delivering His people and judgment upon a world that rejects Him. Well, along with Guzik and other Bible scholars, we can say this confidently. The Bible describes certain political, economic, spiritual, social, and military characteristics regarding what the world will be like before His return. And it's fair to say that the conditions indeed exist today. And the stage is set. So watch. Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust Him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of His grace today.